let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning, Houston. It's a lovely morning outside, 74 degrees. If you haven't seen that moon yet, man, what a pretty moon. It's all orange and full. Anyway, this isn't Home Show Moon Pros. Although, I should think about doing a Home Show Astronomy Pros. That'd be fun. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Danny Milliken, as the nice man mentioned. And, you know, this is a gardening show. We cover gardening. We talk about gardening. And what's so special about the show, really, I think what makes it so incredible is we have so many sources of knowledge that come in here. We have all of these experts from all these beautiful garden centers all over Houston. And I'm just going to give you the list of really cool places that are co-op members. They kind of add to our awesome knowledge set. You know, just going to start. Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. You got Plants for All Seasons up 249 just past Louetta. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, the Enchanted Forest, the Enchanted Garden, Enchanted Forest space. That's kind of a bookending Richmond, Texas, Sugar Land, down Graywood. And then you got Buchanan's. I mentioned that. You got Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. And then last but not least, you have the Arborgate. And, you know, we talk about how we have these knowledge experts in. Well, we're really lucky today because we have the wonderful Beverly Welsh. Hello, Beverly. I think we got you now. Beverly, you there?
Yes.
We had a button, you know, the buttons, you know. Yeah. So, okay. Well, Beverly's here. You know, Beverly's here. I'm here. It's wonderful. So, Beverly, what we're kind of explore today is that it's, man, it is – I think everybody's getting energized about fall gardening.
Absolutely. It's getting a little cooler. You can kind of feel the fall in the air.
For sure. For sure. Especially the mornings and the evenings you can, right? It's like – it's like right now, it's so nice outside, you know.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Where, you know, a month ago, I get up early and go work outside, and it's a wall of, you know, 82 degrees, but 100% humidity, and, you know, with the promise of more to come.
Well, you know, that's that sauna most people have to pay for that we just get for free.
That's right. That's exactly right. What a nice perk we've got to live in the luxury life here in Houston, Texas. So, yeah, but it's also – it's great to start getting stuff in. It's great to start resetting those beds, paying attention again, getting out in the morning, getting out in the evening to start doing some of your gardening. But there is – it's a transitional period. It's not full fall gardening yet, right?
No, absolutely not. It's still, you know, those high temps, like you said, during the day. And we are starting to cool off at night. But it's still a bit warm for some of those true fall plants.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. That's – it's a little bit warm, and those are some of our favorite vegetables. I know there's a lot of flowers and stuff like that too, but those are some of our favorite vegetables. So that's what Beverly is going to kind of explore today, is what to do now, you know, how to deal with your beds now, what's some prep things, what are some plants you can put in, what are some ways to maybe start prepping those fall vegetables, fall plants, so that you can have them right when it is the right time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So Beverly's here from the Arborgate, which is a beautiful spot, by the way. I love it so much. And you guys have a big day today.
We do have a big day today. We have Skip Richter here today at 10 a.m. Yeah.
He's awesome. Yeah, Skip's a super knowledgeable gardener. It's so cool when you have someone who really is in a government position leading a government thing, but then he's also like a nice guy and a knowledgeable gardener, right? That's so great.
He is. He's a lot of fun. He's going to be talking about organic controls on pests, disease, and weeds.
Wow. What a fabulous topic.
It is. It is. It's one of great interest to most people, and I don't think people realize how easy it is to do.
Mm. Well, that is wonderful. And let's explore that a little bit later on, because I think that is something that's really interesting. But if people want to get deep into it, what time does Skip start today?
10 a.m.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Well, Beverly, you're rad, and we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is Home Show Garden Pros, Sports Radio 610.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Good morning, this is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants. Fall is the excellent time for planting, and our nursery is showing it this weekend. We're getting more availability on fall veggies. We've got tomatoes. You want to get those started as soon as possible. We're also starting to get in some leafy greens like arugula. If you're interested in vegetable gardening, check our events page on our website, buchanansplants.com. We've got a square foot gardening class next week, September 21st. Check it out. We are also getting a lot of fall ornamentals. Camellias are here. Japanese maples should be arriving next week. It's nearing time for fall lawn care. Come in and we can make suggestions for how to treat your lawn this fall. We've got compost for top dressing. We've got MicroLife for fertilizing. We've got mulch for your beds. Do it now before we get a cold snap. And make a note on your calendar. Our annual fall festival is Saturday, October 5th from 10 to 4. Bring the kids. We've got moon bounce, pumpkin painting, a band, excellent food. Come on in. We're located at 611 East 11th Street in the Heights. Check out our website, buchanansplants.com. Take a look at our Facebook and Instagram pages as well. Follow us on Instagram for all the latest arrivals. Now back to Beverly and Danny.
That's right. We're back. We are back. Beverly and Danny here, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. There's a lot of ways to, connect with our show. We are a live radio show, right, Beverly? I mean, we're here. We're live.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're also and our big goal is to dish out garden information, to help you be a better gardener. That is literally, like, why we do this thing. And so, oops, that's my phone. Sorry, everybody. A little switch on the side. So, but we take questions, ideally, through phone call. So that's 713-572-4610. We do have a website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and there's an Ask a Pro button, and you can send us an email. You get an answer. A lot of times we use that to make video content because, you know what, if you have a question, I promise you other people have that question. So don't feel silly about a question. It is very common that people think they're being dumb with their question, but really that's a great question. Beverly, you'd say that's true, right?
Absolutely. There are no bad questions.
That's right. That's right. And then we do have a Facebook page to connect to too. But just to highlight the email right now, we do our kind of a special little read one email to start off the show sort of thing. So, Beverly, you ready for this email question?
Absolutely.
All right. This email is from James. And James, Beverly, I sent you that. You saw that picture I got? You got that picture?
Yes.
Okay, great. James says, sorry, everybody, that was a little behind-the-scenes action. All right, James asks, my St. Augustine grass has dead/yellow spots. Any idea what causes this? See photos. Some of these spots are circles around trees, but some are not.
Well, it's, again, it's always easier if we could actually see a sample of the lawn.
Absolutely.
Or the grass itself. I don't really see any gray leaf spot in there. That's one disease that is real prevalent right now.
Right.
Could also be, it looked like the one picture was close to a walkway. He's mentioning that it's around a tree. Those could be dry areas. It could be a watering issue or just a hot spot. Rake out the dead thatch. I would rake out the dead thatch, put a good organic food down like ArborGate blend that's not going to burn this time of year, and a top dressing of compost. I think that'll help tremendously in those spots.
I'm looking really close at this picture, and That grass seems pretty low cut.
It does. It looks pretty low.
Like it looks like maybe like 1.5-2 inches max.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of leaf litter underneath it. Like this, I'm not seeing the soil if I look through there. I'm seeing the leaf litter. Great,
exactly.
Great picture, by the way. High res. That's nice. Thank you very much, James. So I'm wondering, like, this is probably near a tree, under a live oak tree. And really what you're talking about is activating that soil. The thatch breaks down. This leaf litter will break down. And then you'll get all of this wonderful deep deep soil improvement that happens from that simple thing. But if you just leave this leaf litter here, eventually the soil changes to what the tree wants, which is good for the tree, but not really good for your grass.
Right.
So getting some good fertilizer down, and I think a high nitrogen fertilizer, like, or, you know, an organic higher nitrogen 11, 12 is something that really would help in this case. But also, just so everybody knows, and James, you too, we got to mow a little higher on St. Augustine.
Absolutely, especially in the seed.
Yeah, yes. That's it's like the water evaporates so quickly, right? I mean, there's a lot of advantages in the summertime, especially for keeping that St. Augustine at 4. So lack of evaporation, but what are some other great reasons to keep it higher?
Well, it helps with weed control very much.
See, and man, we get a lot of what's this weed questions in the summer, and the things I usually see seem like they're water related or they're mowing your grass too low related.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a transitional time we're in. We're still kind of need to be treating the lawn like it's summertime, which that overwatering might be happening.
Well, or watering deep enough. Mm. You know, people so often confuse heat with dry. So yes. They think they need to water more often, but they're not watering well or watering deeply. Twice a week is adequate, but you need to get a good inch of water down on that landscape.
Yeah, that's really great. That's really great because the big thing that they needs a little bit of water now and then is roots, right? Leaves never really need water.
Right.
So that's,
and so watering often, 5 minutes or so, you're just keeping that foliage wet and inviting fungal issues.
Right.
So water deep and less often.
That's wonderful advice. That's wonderful advice. Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. Love answering your gardening questions, and we're gonna do one of those right now. Victor, you are on the show. What's your question for Beverly?
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering, what's a good fertilizer for banana trees? I have 4 out of 40 or 50 banana trees. They're the only ones that are making bananas, and I was wondering if there was any way I might could trick the others to grow better.
You know, I always just recommend a good organic, slow-release food. I don't think you need to feed them heavily, and a lot of the production has to do with the age of the plant.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I have a lot of thick and tall ones this year, and it's just I was only lucky enough to get 4 this time of year, and I was just curious what you thought, if there might still be time to get others to do the same thing that are very tall and round.
Well, the bananas that we have here in the landscape at the nursery are the ice cream banana. So they are now ripening, getting close to time to harvest. So I don't know that I would encourage any fruiting this late in the season.
I got you. That makes good sense. Is there something for peaches as far as the fungus and perhaps even root rot? I have some white princess peaches, and I was always curious as to what would be good for the bugs and fungus on them.
Well, you can do a good dormant oil treatment in the fall and winter. We actually have a great class coming up on Saturday, October 12th, that teaches you what to do in the fall and winter for all your fruit.
That sounds wonderful. I need to find out more about that, and I do thank you for your time, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thanks, Victor. Beverly, that really brings up a really great realization that I think is hard to express in this medium, because we really are trying to answer people's short-term questions, and a lot of times we're responding. But, man, that proactive nature of growing fruit trees or any perennials is such a big part of it, right? I mean, the dormant oil in the winter really can help so much with curculo and fungi and all the stuff that we got to deal with. But say a little bit more about what that dormant oil does.
Well, the beauty of the dormant oils, they're a suffocant. So one thing that's so important is it's nothing that they can become resistant to. And it can attack it at any stage of development, whether it's the insect or the disease. So that's very important. Again, I don't think you can do anything as important as just keeping that soil healthy.
That's so true. So great. Great advice from Beverly Welch, 713-572-4610. That's how you get on the gardening advice train. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall gardening success begins with healthy beds. Hi, neighbors. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. We offer both organic and synthetic soil amendments and fertilizers to fit any budget. While you're here, you can scoop up some seeds for broccoli, cabbage, kale, or pick your favorite fall vegetable from our selection of live plants. At Southwest Fertilizer, we've helped Houstonians solve lawn and garden challenges since 1955. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or visit us online, southwestfertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
How you doing, Danny?
I am great. What a pleasure to talk to you. So John here is a soil scientist first, but also president of Nature's Way Resources.
That's what they tell me anyway.
You know, we got some cool stuff happening new for fall from Nature's Way Resources. We have the re-mineralizer.
That's correct, Danny. We're proud to finally get it back on the market.
Well, what is it?
It is one of the biggest problems we got in our soils is a lack of trace elements. Mm. It affects the quality of our fruits, vegetables, food. So this is a blend of green sand, basalt sand, and granite sand. It's got all 79 elements found in the human body.
Oh, my gosh, that's so wonderful, because a lot of our food has just lost not only its flavor but also its nutritional content.
Yeah, the food quality of the United States has plummeted, and there's over, I think the last thing I said, 700 human health problems caused or aggravated by lack of minor and trace elements in our food supply.
So just simply adding mineralizer to healthy soil can really improve the gardening game when it comes down to getting more nutrients back in your food.
Oh, definitely. Whether it's a fruit tree, vegetables, even turf grass, having these trace elements makes them more resistant to chinch bugs or disease or things. And it's so cheap to use. I mean, 140-pound bag covers about 700-800 square feet.
Well, you know I love your compost. So is this something you'd use along with your compost?
Absolutely. I do it on everything I do now. Whether it's just, you know, planting seeds in a 4-inch pot, planting something in the garden, I add the trace minerals.
I love that. So probably more information at the website. You want to tell the good folks what the website is?
Yeah, it's real easy. Just naturewayresources.com.
Well, thanks, John. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, sir. Take care, Danny.
What a treat talking to John Ferguson. So sometimes you get, you know, fun little chances. Some show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Love to hear your call, 713-572-4610, because we have the wonderful opportunity to be talking with an excellent knowledge specialist, gardening expert, Beverly Welch, owner and operator of the Arbor Gate.
And we're, good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Good morning. And we're talking kind of all things gardening. It's just there's a lot to do right now, but you don't want to just blast into the full fall thing.
Yeah, I'd be a little mindful of the temps right now, especially with some of the fall veggies. Give them a couple, 3 more weeks. Should be perfect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 713-572-4610. We're going to keep answering your gardening questions because it's what we do. Fred, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, I have a house that I moved into about 21 years ago. It has a 4-inch oak tree that was planted then. The oak tree is now probably 16 to 24 inch. The branches cover almost the whole yard, and up around the tree ring, or what would be the tree ring, it's all turned to root, and it's dark, and no San Augustine will grow. So the homeowners association sends me a letter to replace the sod under the tree. Well, it's pointless to put any more San Augustine under the tree for the simple reason there's not enough light for it to grow? Any suggestions?
Well, you know, every issue presents an opportunity.
Beautiful.
So this is a great opportunity to make a beautiful shade garden, whether or not you just use different types of evergreen ground covers, which would probably satisfy the homeowners association quite well. Mm-hmm. Dwarf Mondo has a grassy appearance. It stays short. You could mow it if you needed to. It's tough as a boot, and it will grow in a closet.
It's exceedingly cute if you don't mow it.
Yeah, it
but
really
I have,
is.
I have the
and
other,
it'll take
the other
foot traffic.
Is, the other problem is I don't have any dirt. It's all root now.
Well, you can put up to 2 inches of soil. You're not going to come across that root flare at all, but you can put enough soil to get a 4-inch container of that Mondo grass in there. I think it'd be great. And even if you didn't want to plant anything, you could still make the outline of a bed, use pine straw or a native hardwood mulch, put some stepping stones through there, a bench, a bird bath, and it's a little garden area.
Okay.
It's one of those, you know, take this tough thing to do to make an opportunity happen. Now, your tree is doing that because of compaction. So some of the soil on top of the roots have gone away, but the tree is really making this dense root area because its roots aren't able to go as far as they can out and down. And so, you know, to your idea, to your kind of thought, maybe, well, nothing's going to grow there because it's hard root. Well, make it beautiful still. That'll kind of make a place you want to be. If you do get some mulch up on there, you'll start to see the roots kind of behave a little bit differently, a little bit better. So that's what I do. I'd get some good mulch on there, get you a bench out there, wave to the homeowners up, you know, spies as they drive by, and you know, make the most of it.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
A lot of trees in Houston are just, you know, they're being surrounded by grass, and that's not always the ideal scenario for the tree itself.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a good opportunity, too, to put in some containers in that mulch area if you want to put a pop of color in. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, I'd be really surprised if his homeowners association, well, really, homeowners association discourages beautiful beds, you know, discourages, like, lovely shade beds and spaces. Like, they have to have lawn. They probably can do a little bit of bedding, too. Awesome. 713-572-4610. I'm Danny Milliken here with Beverly Welch, answering your gardening questions. We're up against a break, but Neil, I see you on the clock, and we'll get to you in a second. Beverly, so glad you're here. So fun talking to you.
Thank you.
Going to keep the magic going. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Warren Southern Gardens will get you growing because our roots run deep.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's full service nursery.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Beverly from the Arbor Gate, here with Danny Milliken on Sports Radio 610. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 713-572-4610.
Yes, and Neil, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Beverly?
Yes, I actually have three questions. I also have a huge oak tree. It must be 60 years old, if not older. It's got these spider webs on the trunk and all over. I don't know what it is. First time I've ever seen the tree have this problem. And I was wondering, are these actually spiders? Do I need to call out a pest control? And second question, dealing with insects, what plant can I plant around the house that will keep away mosquitoes or spiders? And my third question, I'm just going to ask these questions, but thank you. blueberry and blackberry bushes, I was trying to buy some. Somebody told me I had to buy three of each kind so they could propagate. That just didn't sound right.
Well, I love your questions, all of them, especially the first one. You are so fortunate. You have bark louse.
Absolutely.
Or bark lice.
Good news.
And it's very ethereal looking. It'll cover the trunk and the branches. Those little guys are great housekeepers. They'll suddenly appear overnight. They clean the bark. They'll be there a couple of weeks, and they'll be gone. So please don't disturb them. You're very lucky to have them.
So, yeah, Neil, your problem isn't the bark, isn't the webbing. It's your tree bark had a lot of litter and dust got in there that probably would have caused an infection. But the bark lice clean up around the bark. They clean the channels between the bark. They clean under it as they can. They are very, very beneficial creatures. So don't spray them. Good job calling before you sprayed.
Yes, absolutely. And then the question about repelling plants. There are a lot of plants. One of the best mosquito repellents is basil, if you can believe it. The key to any of this, though, the aromatic plants, is releasing the oils or the scent. So just having them in your landscape can be beneficial, but you really do have to use them to make them more effective.
Okay.
Beauty berry is an excellent one as well.
What was that again?
Beauty berry.
Beauty berry, okay.
Yeah, and they're gorgeous right now.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah,
and on your blueberries, you need two. You either need Southern High Bush or you need Rabbit Eye, but you need two different varieties of one or the other. And on the blackberries, I think you can just plant one variety.
Okay.
Yeah, blackberries, you're good to go. The thing about blueberries is you want as much genetic pollination as possible. So three is better than two, four is better than three, and so on. Now, once you get to 9 or 10, it becomes kind of a moot point. But, you know, they generally come as pretty small plants. And so, you know, getting three, getting four can be very, very helpful. But the more you've got, the actually more berries you'll get. So one is very few berries. You'll still get some. Two is going to be a lot more than one, and three is going to be about as the same amount more than two. And that does keep continuing. So the more the better. And man, Beverly is exactly right. You want to figure out if they are Rabbit Eye or if they are Southern High Bush, because you only want to get from those groups. You don't want to mix those groups.
I was looking at Rabbit Eye as a container plant, but I wasn't sure about the two or three.
Yeah, just get three small ones and put them in a bigger container.
Absolutely. Container's great for blueberries.
Yeah, maybe even better than anything else.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a great selection right now.
Well, hey, Neil, thanks so much for the call, man.
Okay, thank you.
I do really appreciate that, because he does bring to light that bark lice, man, that confuses so many people, doesn't it, Beverly?
It does. It's kind of frightening because it appears so suddenly, but it really is beautiful in its own regard, and it's so beneficial. So nothing to be alarmed about.
Absolutely. It's just one of those things where maybe we are thinking we're in control. You know what I mean? We're thinking that we know everything, we can do everything, we're the ones who do everything, but we're not doing anything to clean off the bark from smaller insects, right? Like, we're not doing that. So it's wonderful when nature kind of shows up and say, hey, you forgot this. I love, you know, nature.
Yeah, I love it. And also, it'll travel tree to tree, neighbor to neighbor. So it's always a good idea to kind of spread the word.
Yeah. That's a great comment. Wow. I had never really thought about that, because I guess I'm usually seeing it in, like, park settings where, yes, it does travel from tree to tree, but, you know, they're all the park's trees. But, man, if you've got bark lice on one of your trees, let your neighbors know what it is and that it might be coming and how beneficial it really is. So that's an awesome thing. And mosquito plant that I love is wax myrtle, and
yes.
I love it because they're big, they're evergreen, and in my experience, they've done really such a great job of without much fuss of really reducing mosquitoes in an area. So that's my kind of throw in on the mosquito plants. So
There are so many.
There are. If it smells good, it probably would work that way. So
absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm here with Beverly Welch, having a good time answering your gardening questions, and we're going to keep doing that after this quick break.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
It's still hot, but fall's right around the corner. There's plenty to do in your yard. Hi, this is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. You've got to get your flower beds ready for our fall planting season. Tons of beautiful flowers are on their way in. We've started receiving some, but the bulk of them will come in about 2 to 3 weeks. If you haven't planted your tomatoes, this is the week to do it. Get them in the ground so you can be rewarded with a beautiful harvest of tomatoes this fall. It's almost time for our winter veggies, too. So go ahead and plan for your seeds, compost your garden, and get it ready so you can get them planted as soon as possible. In your grass, we're seeing a lot of drought stress, so make sure your sprinklers are set correctly and you're getting good coverage. Visit our website and start watching our Facebook page for a list of fall class offerings. Plants for All Seasons is always easy to get to. We're right off of 249 just north of Louetta. Visit our website at www.plantsforallseasons.com and like us on Facebook. And now back to Beverly and Danny.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Answering your gardening questions, dishing out gardening advice. Beverly Welch here with me, Danny. 713-572-4610. I'm going to say that slower. 713-572-4610. I like sped read that one, Beverly.
That was pretty quick.
You know, yeah, we have smart listeners. You know, they're smart people, but they're gardeners. You know, they're like, hey, I didn't sign up for all this math.
That's right. We like shovels.
That's right. We like shovels and pruners. And I do love tools, actually. That's like one of my favorite parts of gardening is going to a place like the Arbor Gate or, you know, Southwest Fertilizer that has a ton of tools and just looking at all of them, being like, what is this?
I know. They're great.
Yeah, they really are. Well, we're going to keep dishing out advice. And in this transitional period, a lot of things are acting weird. We get that. And so we want to hear from you. So give us a call, 713-572-4610. And Ralph, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning there. I was over at your place and I bought some of this garden magic. And for my garden. Well, what's the big difference in this here?
You came to the Arbor Gate. Did you buy the soil or you bought food?
The garden magic, the planting for gardening and stuff, it's right there in the front.
Okay, you probably bought the soil complete. So it's a perfect amendment for your lawn, your gardens, your landscape. It's compost based.
Yes,
it's vegan compost. It's rose soil, azomite, green sand, expanded shale. It's just a perfect blend. So you can use it as a top dressing. You can use it as an amendment or just to build your garden in general. It even makes a wonderful potting mix. So
okay,
just work it in as you plant, or you can top dress with it.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I got it for. Okay. And I've neglected the yard, my grass, San Augustine, too much. I was worrying about the trees and all this other stuff. And should I do now? Can I put out some fertilizer now?
Absolutely.
For my yard?
I think fall is one of the most important times to feed that there are, and it's the most overlooked time. So a good organic food like Arbor Gate blend, put that down. It's not going to burn. Water it in deeply and get those roots going for the fall.
Okay, I got this 6-2-4 whatever fertilize.
Mm-hmm. Put it out.
Can I put that out now?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I got behind. All right, thank y'all for the information. All right.
Thank you, Ralph. Yeah, Beverly,
thanks
great.
For-
great word on the putting the, what to do with the kind of the soil complete. That's a really great advice. It's such a versatile material.
Yes, it is. And we designed it, you know, just for our climate, our soils, our temperatures, and our plants.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, just you and I think on the same kind of wavelength on this, and it really is a fine time to fertilize, but you can't do it with just any fertilizer. You've got to be using something that's good for the soil, that will break down into nutrient elements for the soil life, not something that's going to burn. So the 64 that Ralph mentioned, kind of your awesome fertilizer that you guys have, that is those are the kind of things you want to use in your lawn right now, not just like something you get from a big box store and just throw out there. That could actually do a little bit of damage because it's going to be 97 today. So
absolutely. And you don't want to push a lot of green growth at this time of year. We always want to concentrate on the soil, on the roots.
Absolutely. Because that, man, it's so easy to underestimate the resiliency, the plant health, the power of the roots to make the plant everything that you want it to be. So if you can just focus on the root health, you get so much better results from everything else.
Absolutely.
Beverly Welch, Knowledge Wizard, here with us talking gardening magic. Apparently you guys are selling magic up at our brigade. That's pretty cool.
We do our best.
We're taking your calls, answering your questions, helping you through this difficult transition time between summer and fall. 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros.
Are your plants ready for the summer marathon of scorching heat and drought? If not, now's the time to microlife everything. Your lawn, trees, shrubs, garden, and flowers. Microlife adds billions of beneficial soil microbes and over 100 minerals and vitamins. Adding Microlife improves your soil, reduces water use, and builds bigger root systems for your entire landscape. Your plants will love you for it. Microlife Fertilizers. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicrolifeFertilizer.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Taking your answering your questions, I guess is what we're doing. Not just taking your calls, answering your questions. A lot of diverse questions today, Beverly.
There are. Great questions.
Definitely. Beverly Welch here with me. And we just want to encourage you again that, you know, if you have a question on your mind about gardening, somebody else has that same question. So you won't just be getting a good answer from Beverly Welch, gardening expert, but you'll also help somebody else by giving them the same answer. So multiple reasons to give us a call, 713-572-4610. And we're going to keep the question answering train a moving right now. Shannon, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, thank you. Beverly, let me tell you how much I love coming to the Arbor Gate. It's one of the most unique places I've been, and I've had wonderful success with your soil and your fertilizer. The question I have is I'm afraid maybe I have overwatered in an area. My boxwoods are starting to turn brown, and I'm not sure if I've overwatered because of how dry it was or if maybe it could be something else.
Well, you know, I cannot tell you how many people have come in with declining boxwoods this season. It's been remarkable. They are declining. I think it is definitely because of the weather. Maybe not necessarily your watering habits, but, you know, starting last July, we basically had rain for a year, and then it suddenly stopped this August. So a lot of the boxwoods are having root health problems. And like I said, they're declining. And what you'll find, they'll die a section at a time. I think the best thing to go about this is just remove the ones that are affected, treat your soil, and then come back in and re-inoculate it with some good compost and just replant.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I wasn't sure if it was something I had done or not, but I will definitely pull them out and be back to the Arbor Gate to get some more product.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
Thank you.
It's Beverly, it's awesome to hear how much you're helping. And it's true for a lot of our co-members. You guys are really helping people around you to improve their whole game. And, you know, overwatering is definitely a thing. I do want to take a brief second to talk about Mike Ball irrigation. Mike Ball irrigation, we talk about watering, we talk about overwatering. Well, a lot of times the fault of overwatering is a programming of your irrigation system. And there's so many ways now to control that, to reduce that, so plants only get the water they need, be it drip irrigation, Mike Ball irrigation, landscaping and lighting does that sort of stuff. A lot of irrigators are scared of it. He is not. And you just water the roots. That's all you do. There's also a lot more like, you know, bigger droplet size that gets more water delivered quickly, and you don't have that sheen, that mist of water that goes off your yard. So you can actually be 30%, a third of the water you might be wasting in your irrigation system. Well, Mike Ball can help with that. And also smart controls. The modern technology we've got now can really like help you keep track of how much water you actually lost in your soil, or if you don't need to water a couple days because it rained real quickly a lot. Those are the kind of things that really can help you never have the problem of overwatering. So they do quarterly and monthly inspections, which is really cool, and they can retrofit and repair your old system. So you don't necessarily have to replace the whole thing, but you do want to get it checked out. You do want to know if the fault is the irrigation system, either programming or piping or heads. Maybe you just need to replace all your heads. So call Mike Ball with your ideas, with your problems. He can really help you out. They'll custom build anything for less than you expect. So MikeBallIrrigation.com. Sorry, Beverly. I just wanted to really get that out there because, you know, people are overwatering so often, and so much of it is a fault of just their irrigation.
Well, and it, again, it goes back to what we talked about earlier. You know, just confusing heat with dry.
Right.
You know, plants wilt in the heat of the day. That does not mean they're dry. They could just be hot. So I always like to check my garden, you know, right at dusk or right after dark, or more importantly, very first thing in the morning. Then if you see that wilt, it's time to water.
Right. Absolutely. Well, if you have wilting in the morning, Beverly's saying, just that's when you maybe reconsider whether it's time to give it a little bit of water. If it's 4:30, that's the high peak of the plant's losing water. So, you know, in summertime, if it's hot, you could have watered just right then and it would still look like that. So,
right.
Great bit
right.
of advice there, Beverly. That's really, really smart stuff. Well, speaking of advice, Beverly's going to keep on dishing it out. I love this. Really getting to the root of the problem. All right, I'll leave these puns alone. Okay, Amy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. Hi, Beverly. How are you?
Good morning. Fine.
Good morning. So our question is, we have a small lawn in Houston, and it is infested with nutsedge. And not only are we just unable to get rid of it, we pull it out at the roots, but it's interesting that we're connected to our neighbor's lawn, and they have none of it. And it's not a line or a fence or anything. It's just the same lawn. And I think we've been struggling with this for at least 4 years and just thought maybe you had some ideas that we hadn't tried.
What type of turf do you have? And so I'm assuming this is in your lawn, in your turf.
It's in the lawn as well as in our beds. So we have one bed in the front, and then it bleeds into grass. And so the bed just has regular dirt. It has roses in it, and I'm trying to think of the other. We have some foxwood, some fox ferns, foxtail ferns.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, nutsedge is probably one of the hardest weeds to control that there is. There is a really good organic method of controlling them. 1/2 cup of agricultural molasses to 1 gallon of water. That's going to treat about 10 square feet, so not a huge area, and you literally
okay.
drench the soil. You're going after these guys at the root. So you want to drench the soil. And do that once a week for about 3 weeks. And every time you do that application, you're going to start seeing decline. But if you start just pulling, you're going to drop those nutlets in the ground. And it's like they multiply every time you pull.
Okay, great. And it's just called agricultural molasses.
Yes. But it's a very, very effective organic control of nutgrass.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Amy, a reason that you may not be seeing it in your neighbor's lawn is a lot of times nutsedge really likes kind of overly wet, sort of compacted soils to thrive in, because they can protect their nuts from kind of traveling insects that might eat things like that. So something to just remember, think of.
Beverly, again, with the perfect advice on the molasses. I don't have anything to add to that. That's great. Molasses is so great. What are some reasons that you like it as a soil amendment?
Well, it's in Arborgate Blend because it's probably one of the best foods that there is for the microbes in the soil.
That's awesome.
And it's also a good organic fungicide.
Yeah, and it's my understanding it has some very unique kind of not proteins in it, but amino acid compounds that a lot of like caterpillars, especially the smaller ones, can't digest, and so they end up really the smaller caterpillars, like the problem caterpillars. I'm thinking of like leaf roller, army worms, things like that. Kind of move sod webworm would be another one. Really, will move away from an area that has been treated with molasses because if they eat it, they can't digest it and they get in trouble. So.
It's also a nice, a really good component in organic ant control as well.
It's so interesting. I wonder what all it does down there and what it does in their bodies and stuff like that. Because, I mean, we just, we use it as a sweetener for crying out loud. So really cool stuff. Well, always great advice, dishing good advice. And we're going to keep this going. I didn't mention it earlier, but good news. We got Beverly with us for the whole 2 hours today. So we're going to keep on dishing out great gardening advice, answering your gardening questions. It's what we do. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello, Houston. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we are talking with the Yard Geek from Southwest Fertilizer, our very own Yard Geek, Bob Patterson. Hey, Bob, you want to answer a question for me?
Absolutely, Danny.
All right, this is from Cheryl in West University. She's worried about her shrubs. She writes, I have mature, well-established Japanese boxwoods and pittosporum that have thrived for years. Over the last few weeks, I've noticed single branches dying up and turning brown. Now it appears to be spreading. What's going on, and how can I stop it?
Well, whenever we see shrubs, especially established shrubs, dying off a branch at a time like she's describing, it's usually indicative of some kind of root problem. And I'm afraid this one is probably root rot, which is a fungus. And quite simply, it's usually caused by a drainage issue. I mean, heavy rains or even a bad sprinkler system that may be leaking or something like that. We got to fix the drainage problem. And that's first and foremost. We got to make sure that the soil is draining away from the plant. We can fix that, but my first concern is trying to save the plant. Sometimes what we need to do is do a soil drench. A soil drench like Captan works well. Mm. We can also use a product that Monterey makes called Garden Foss. Mm. Garden Foss, P-H-O-S, and that makes a great drench as well. You need to gently poke some holes around the base of this plant in question. Mix up this solution of this product as directed by the label. Pour this solution around those holes. Let it percolate or gurgle down those holes and settle at the root base. Once we get this plant in a good state where it's starting to put on new growth, things like that, we can then start adding that organic matter back into that soil and promote good drainage and good environment for that plant to thrive in. Need any help with any lawn problem, just take a photograph of it or bring in a sample here to the store at Southwest Fertilizer. We have several Yard Geeks on staff to help you find organic and synthetic solutions to almost any lawn problem. We're easy to find, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Or if you wish, email your question to yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want
at homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.